that we've talked about, which is really delicious. Shrimp and grits. You can get bacon added to that if you would like to. Also, the Seafood Monica pasta. And if you want to get the full salad, the full Simply Salad, which you can get up to 6 toppings or more if you want to add to that, you can get that as well. The platters, the boil bags, all delicious and all available to you at the Seafood Bistro. Go online to see the full menu at theseafoodbistro.com. Or you can use the delivery apps on your phone to get the menu if you'd like to that, or put in a menu or put in an order from that as well. 279-7500 is their number. They open up at 11 a.m. today, 1651 Perry Hill Road for the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Well, this ought to make everybody nervous. Biden is live addressing the bank failures.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Yeah. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Look at his eyes, squinting. So that certainly inspires my confidence. All right, we are closing in on 8 o'clock. If you missed Not Headline News earlier, that's coming up in 1 minute.
Trying to figure out what room he's in the White House.
It's
not the East Room.
They had a wide shot a minute ago. I can't remember.
It could be the one of the libraries, but I've never seen that venue before. Interesting.
Anyway, they're busy reassuring everybody, and that's when you should really get nervous. By the way, we never did the weekend box office. The new Scream movie did pretty well.
It did, yeah.
I bet.
Creed also got some people to the theater. 65, what is that about?
An hour and 20 minutes.
That's about the guys who land on a planet that has dinosaurs on it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the trailer for that. Okay. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. You should never put a word in a movie title that you can't spell. What is Quantumania?
I mean, I could try and describe it to you.
An album by The Who?
Quadrophenia.
Cocaine Bear. 6 million. Avatar, Way of the Water. Notice that didn't win nothing last night?
No.
It won visual effects.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Because I flipped over just to see where they at now, and the guy was given, and you know, if that's all they do and they win an award for it, then sure, go ahead and thank everybody you want. But he just kept going, and I was man, you're so far down on a totem pole of interest.
They need to bring back the hook. That's what they did, like way back in the 30s. If somebody was babbling on, and,
yeah. Well, don't they start music now?
They did. They got played off. Yeah. The visual effects guys for Avatar got played off the stage.
They just keep gently raising the volume until they're indistinguishable. I mean,
you were up late.
That was right after Last of Us was over with.
Oh.
Because we finished Ooh. Watching Last of Us and then we went back. So.
Oh, I've got two of those to watch.
Yeah, this season finale was last night. So.
Okay.
I do believe Rich Tomlinson in Washington is knocking on the door, so we will talk to him in just a moment.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
This is Not Headline News. The 95th Academy Awards were last night. Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress. Well, just to make it simpler, it won Everything Everywhere All at Once. Ki-Hui Kwan won Best Supporting Actor for the movie. He joins other child actors who grew up to be successful, well-adjusted adults like... Well, we'll have to get back to that story. Brendan Fraser and Ki Hu Kwan both won Oscars last night and in the past starred together in Encino Man. They reunited with Pauly Shore after the ceremony when Pauly got their cars for them at the valet stand. And the Oscar gift bag included complimentary liposuction, facelifts, and hair restoration. Or as Madonna calls it, a pre-show routine. This is not Headline News. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
It's an isolated failure. That's Senator Kevin Cramer's take on the collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank. The North Dakota Republican, member of the Senate Banking Committee, doesn't think it necessarily reflects on the health of the banking system as a whole. Later this morning, President Biden will be delivering a speech addressing the issue of the banking system in the U.S. Later in the day, the president goes west. He'll be meeting in San Diego with two key allies, the British Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of Australia. They're expected to announce a deal that will see Australia obtain U.S.-manufactured nuclear-powered submarines for its Navy. More rough weather across parts of California over the weekend. Forecasters warn that more is on the way. Another atmospheric river is heading in, expected to bring more flooding rains, high winds, and snow to the higher elevations. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
It's the springtime. Time is changing. We just lost an hour.
Ugh.
It feels so early.
But the days will be longer.
Wake up with a hot shower.
Every year I'm doing the time change. Moving my clocks ahead. I need a big coffee. Wishing I was still sleeping. Let's do the time change again. Let's do the time change again.
We have all your favorite daylight savings time sets.
Tonight. Change the time on my clock, and 3 o'clock will become 4. I won't need gloves or boots. I can just wear normal shoes.
Yeah, I'll change the time on my clock on Sunday morning.
Earlier this morning, I played the one from, what's that stupid movie everybody goes to the theater and see? From Rocky Horror.
Okay.
I had it, and now I can't find it. I was going to add that to the montage, but...
You just did play it, though.
I know, where did it go?
This is a stupid...
Oh, that was it?
The time warp? Yeah. Let's do the time change again. That's from...
You're right.
Rocky Horror.
Because there's another one that I didn't like that much.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to be up at that hour, and I watched the clock go from 1:59 to 3 a.m., and I said, oh, that's pretty cool. Just simple pleasures. Hey, were you ever
the excitement in your life is just astounding, Rich.
Yeah, right.
This is why everybody...
I watched the clock change.
This is why everybody envies you.
Some people say, "Yeah, I went to the beach." Oh, Yeah, I went to a nice restaurant. I watched the clock change from 1:59 to 3 a.m. Hey, were you ever on the air when doing that shift? When,
no, never had to work the extra hour. Especially when I go back and repeat an hour, 2 to 3, you know, never had to do that. But I noticed something weird yesterday because they were showing Oscar-winning war movies on Turner.
Oh.
And 12 O'Clock High was on, and so was The Longest Day, back to back. I thought, wow, that's almost like 5.5 hours of great movie.
Nice.
So, but here's the thing. I had my meatloaf and my timer set for the meatloaf to end just as 12 O'Clock High was starting.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to put 12 O'Clock High on, and there's still an hour left of the Dirty Dozen. What happened was they didn't update the times of their movie showings to adjust for the time change. So everything was an hour behind all day long.
I wonder what happens.
That's weird.
Did we have to do some special stuff on our stations to compensate for the time?
I mean, we just jump ahead an hour, so there was nothing you have to do.
Oh, okay.
It's the other one special things have to.
Oh,
yeah, you have to schedule 1 hour becomes 2 hours long.
Ah, oh.
Because when the clock resets, it's got to go back and play.
What was that?
I like Chewbacca. Chewbacca was commenting that he had stayed up too to watch the clock change too.
Mr. Gubb. All right, we are 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, and I got to tell you something, Mr. Thomas. It's really starting to get chilly.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Well, you know, it's at north wind at 10 miles per hour now. That will be gusting later as high as 20 miles per hour, which would make it seem more brisk today. So we do have the sunshine, but that's not going to help. Today's high temperature only around 62. That's way below normal. Clear, quite cold tonight. By first thing tomorrow morning, I think we're right around 35, and the sun is rising very close to 7 a.m. these days with the time change. So areas of frost by dawn tomorrow morning. Then unusually cool during the day Tuesday. Are you kidding? With a high of only 57, that is like the normal high in early January. Sunshine tomorrow, then the low temperature right around, teetering close to freezing, I think, on Wednesday morning with temperature. I've got us at 33, widespread frost Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high, 63. Then back to the low 70s on Thursday. Friday's high, 77, but showers and thunderstorms, some of which could possibly be strong. And then windy and much cooler again next Saturday right now. North winds at 10 miles per hour, making that 48-degree temperature feel like 43. That's the wind chill factor at 814.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota construction equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The weekend's over. We hope you had a great one.
I swear to God, I'm going to come down harder on you on Monday.
What is today?
It's going to be like a friggin' hurricane.
Today's Monday.
Well, then.
Well, then you better bring it.
Bring what?
Coffee and donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already been the rock.
I would make my day.
Showtime.
All right, 8:14. I think the time change has rendered me indecisive. Because it's constant.
I can't decide.
Stuff.
I can't tell.
We could do real or fake Florida headlines. We could do little kid or drunk adult, or I could do a conundrum.
One of those you were going to save for us for tomorrow, since you will be here.
Yeah.
Might have been real or fake. I can't remember which one.
Yeah. Okay. So
save us something for tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't want you guys. You guys will be overwhelmed enough without me.
Very much so.
So
I'm thinking of calling in sick.
Well,
Rich, you gotta get.
So
gotta
there you go. Now remember, controls. We did the first three on that one.
Oh, so. The first three on these are done.
Yeah.
All right.
At 8:15. So I think I'm gonna go with the conundrum here.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. And since the Oscars were yesterday, and most of us really don't care that much, but this is kind of an easy one, a layup on this day. We're all making the same adjustment. Okay. The top movie songs of all time. Songs that have, you know, were introduced in movies and became monster hits. And all you need to do is just
very easy.
Name one from the top 10. These are pop hits, by the way. One song in particular that I would probably be, if I were making this a rank, just based on social impact and quality of music, is ranked at number 5. There's one group that has a couple of songs on this list. In fact, 3 out of the top 10. So we're waiting for you at 272-9228. Name any of these songs on the top 10, then we'll go over the whole list and have a discussion about it. That's 272-9228.
Don't make him force you.
I'm having my heart removed tomorrow. I would like to go out knowing that people cared enough to participate. This could be the last time.
Look, there's a massive movie franchise, really, that you could pick that almost always gets nominated.
Yes.
For songs. Every single time this movie released, the song for the film always gets nominated. So just pick one of those.
Hey, make my last contest a good one.
Would Kenny Loggins be the guy who's done more movie theme songs than anybody else, you think?
I say he's done some very, very good movie theme songs, but you know what? He is not in this top 10 list. Surprisingly enough, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Nothing. I don't think anything. No. In this top 10 list, nothing from either Top Gun movie.
The movie franchise that I'm talking about, is any of those in there? Do you know the movie franchise I'm talking about?
Probably. Yeah. Yes, there, I think I do, and I think there's one in there.
Another name for those movies involve numbers?
Yes. Maybe. As in sequels?
Well, I was going to say, no.
No.
Okay.
Actually, almost, that's a very,
you know what?
Interesting.
That would be the most obvious one.
Because I said almost every time this movie gets released,
yes,
the song for it gets nominated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Easton and all that. Yeah, man. Sure.
But since
sure.
It's not on the list, yeah, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sheena Easton, man, what an 80s crush she was, huh?
She takes that 9 to... What train does she take?
The morning train.
My baby.
So we're just going to wait here, 272-9228, for your call. Name any... Just name any song. Any song.
Is that on the list?
No, believe it or not.
Oh, I know what's on the list. It's okay.
Wow, we haven't hit on one yet. Huh.
No.
Is that on the list?
No. Surprisingly, it did not make the top 10.
Oh, you're kidding.
That song was played everywhere.
I know. But no. Just as an example, he was talking about the theme from Titanic, My Heart Will Go On.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was played to death, but it did not make this exclusive top 10 movie songs of all time, because this was done more, a formula was used to create this, including record sales and so forth.
Really? And that still didn't make it?
Yeah.
Wow.
272-9228. We're waiting for your call. Like, right now.
1819 News.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham's men's basketball team lost in the Conference USA Championship this Saturday to Florida Atlantic University by a score of 58-76. UAB's opening possession of the game ended with Jordan Jelly Walker draining a three-pointer, though it was not a sign of things to come. The rest of the night was filled with frustration for Walker and the Blazers. UAB, which is 25-9 this season, shot 31.7% from the field and 19.1% on three-pointers. UAB did not make the NCAA tournament. More Alabama stories come after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
Some Alabama fans face ejection Sunday if they wore the, quote, killing our way through the SEC, unquote, T-shirt, which was worn earlier in the week at the tournament. These shirts caused a stir because earlier in the year, several basketball team members were involved in a shooting that left a woman dead. Darius Miles, who allegedly shot the fatal bullets, was removed from the team and now faces capital murder charges. A crash in West Alabama involving three tractor trailers killed one person late last week and left three others injured. 55-year-old James Davis of Kingsport, Tennessee, was killed in the crash after his tractor trailer was struck by another. Davis died at the scene of the accident. I'm Parker Schneider in for Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, we got a conundrum going here. I have a list of the top movie songs of all time. The formula used include record sales, Billboard performance, and more. Because not every Oscar-nominated song necessarily becomes a big hit.
I've been surprised.
Yeah, because well, we've been coming up with some good ones, and you're saying they're not on the list.
All right, so we're going to go in order here. Steve was first in. Steve, what do you think?
Well, good morning once again. The only movie I can think of in that hit that category is 9 to 5.
And 9 to 5 did not make the top 10 in using this formula, believe it or not.
Alrighty.
But thank you. Okay, so next up is Tom.
Hey, I can remember the movie.
Yeah?
But I can't remember the song. It was the Eagles song in Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good guess, but it is not on this list.
Smuggler's Blues, or what was that?
No, it was Neutron Dance.
In which movie? Again,
it was an Eagles song.
They let Bonnie Pointer seem lead.
It was an Eagles song in Beverly Hills Cop, one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies. What was that?
Now I got to find out.
We're looking this up. You really caused us a lot of trouble this morning, Tom. Oh, it's Tom H.
Yes.
Hanks.
Oh, really? Tom Hanks.
That's why he's trying to get...
Oh, The Heat Is On.
The Heat Is On, yeah. That's a great song.
Glenn Frey.
But wait, that's...
That's Glenn Frey.
But that did not make the top 10.
Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack.
But that was the Eagles?
Well, no, it's as Glenn Frey, not as the Eagles.
Okay.
Many would say Glenn Frey is the Eagles.
He is the Eagles.
Well, not anymore.
He's also a a-hole.
Tom, thank you for your efforts. Let's go to Debbie.
I know this is probably not it, okay. But I've got two. Right. Moon River or Sound of Music.
And you would be correct on both not being on the list.
Okay.
Well.
Thanks.
You would be correct in getting them wrong.
These are pop hits. T-Spear.
Oh, man. Pop songs, Ben. I'm thinking of several.
Okay. Pick one.
Live and Let Die.
Oh, see, that's a very good one.
Live and Let Die. Did that make this top 10 list? No.
But we found, well, I won't say anything more. But no, I would have thought it would be on the list.
I really thought it would be.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well.
Okay. Thanks for trying.
Thanks. All right, we need some more callers. 272.
Send me those cool Beatle cards.
9228.
Mm-hmm. All right, so right now, to stay on time, I need G.
Huh?
G Scott over here.
Oh, man. Me and G Scott are going to carry the show tomorrow.
What's up, B? I'm G, he's B.
That's right.
What's up? Okay. Jay Scott here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. They are a different kind of jewelry store because they sell a different kind of jewelry, not something that's just mass produced. It is one of a kind antique heirloom jewelry. It's in the name, Heirloom Jewelers. Now, they buy and they sell antique heirloom jewelry. He also buys scrap gold if you happen to have that. So if you've got that laying around, he'll offer you a price on that. By him, I mean Troop Booth. He's been running the place since 2015. His grandparents opened the store in 1977, truly a family business in the family jewelry business, basically.
They've currently been at the location they're at since 1994, which is just on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. That's over by Watchman Drive. Call Troop and make an appointment to see what they've got at Heirloom Jewelers or to get an assessment of the jewelry you may want to get a price on or to sell it. 260-0066. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, by appointment only. Call Troop Booth, 260-0066, or go visit them online at heirloomjewelers.com.
All right.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Still looking. Now, every single song on this list that was produced as a result of a formula involving sales and radio airplay and so forth, top 10 movie songs of all time.
Oh, okay. I just thought of a movie. All right. No, I've got one now. I got
These are all of these, none of these go back any further than the 70s.
Okay.
And some are...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you remember that album?
I mean, there's one band that has three songs on his top 10 movie song.
For sure.
Are there, that's what I was just about to think of, yeah.
That album.
The band's name is
So,
two letters.
Yep.
Let me grab this call at random and maybe
hi, who's this?
Who's this?
Michael L.
Michael L. Is that the first letter of your last name?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Hang on.
What do you think, Michael?
Yes.
What do you think?
Name a song.
Name a song.
Top Gun, Kenny Loggins.
Well, you know what? First of all, somebody guessed that already, you know, because we mentioned none of the Top Gun songs made it. So we'll give you another guess, since that was already
correct. Go ahead and guess something else.
Rocky.
There you go.
Okay, there's one. There you go.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You want a $10 CD?
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger was number 4 on the list.
Well,
and I certainly remember playing that to death.
But the album you're talking about, can I say that now?
Yes.
Okay, it's got to be Saturday Night Fever, and you got Staying Alive. You got
The list. How Deep Is Your Love was
how
3.
Deep Is Your Love?
Night Fever was 6.
Night Fever, yeah.
And Staying Alive was 10.
How could I not thought of that album? But the whole 007 series did not make it. Including Live and Let Die.
But that's on this list that has a very particular formula for determining the top 10. Right. Number 1 was Endless Love by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
How about that?
Everything I do it for you. Brian Adams from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
From Greece? Anything from Greece? No?
Do not see Greece on the list. No. Number 4 was Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
After How Deep Is Your Love. 5. Now, this is, I remember earlier I mentioned there's a song on this list I would have made number 1. Not just because of its popularity, radio airplay, and sales, but because of the social impact it had.
All right, which one?
Flashdance.
Sure.
Who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. Irene Cara.
Feeling, I get. I can have it all.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great song, but that movie, I never saw a movie impact women as much as that one did. I think it inspired, did a lot of things.
What a feeling.
It wasn't so much the movie was that great, but that song and the performance, Jennifer Beals, et cetera.
Have it all.
Night Fever was 6. I Will Always Love You from The Bodyguard, number 7.
Okay.
End of the Road from Boys to Men from Boomerang. Call Me, Blondie from American Gigolo and Staying Alive.
Oh, I never thought about American Gigolo.
Now, if you were to assess this on a much more stricter platform, like just sales, it'd probably be very different. But I thought it was a good list, and we sure had a lot of fun figuring it out, didn't we?
No.
That was just amazing to me. I, as far as I know, every song from every James Bond film has been nominated. And I just that just surprised me, considering there's like 500 James Bond movies. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's plenty to pick from there. When do you have your next cryo contouring?
That'd be not this Wednesday because I have my my yearly exam, but the following Wednesday.
I will be doing that. You know, Jay, do you remember the morning there was a story about dress sweatpants?
I'm wearing my my dress exercise pants right now.
These were pants that had this, but looked like real suit pants. So I bought them, and they were $106.
Oh,
and
you I've said, had them for 6 years. This goes back to
I know.
Can you get into them now? Yes,
I can button them, but if I had an extra half inch off the waist, they would be fine.
I'll tell you what, Coach Ryan can help
you'll
you
get
out.
There.
That's what I'm counting on.
Crown Contour is amazing.
So after tomorrow, I will be reaching out to him because from everything I hear, crown contouring is not just, it's not a fad, it's not a rage. It is science that is spreading like wildfire because it's so effective in fat reduction.
We got to get him in here, but like that one day when you said, have him come in, he said, no, I've got one of these all day long.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Because it works and it really helps the body achieve what the body struggles to do once it gets to be about 35, 40 years old, it gets rid of the fat. It just doesn't move it somewhere or make it temporarily disappear. It kills it under the skin, what we call, in all seriousness, the hard lard.
Uh-huh.
But that's just one of many things they do. They have ways with IV vitamin therapy to perk you up, to get your metabolism going, to give you better energy, to relieve pain. They've got one of the best chiropractors on the planet at Infusion, Dr. Terry Gross. So reach out for a consultation on cryo contouring and all of their services at 296-1662. Ask to speak to the guy we know as Coach Ryan. 296-1662, or read all about it first at infusioncryoandlaser.com as we say good morning to Pat.
Good morning, all. When you're doing random facts, you're talking about the earthquake in Alaska. I've got a cousin. She's 94 years old, lives in Anchorage. She got to Anchorage in January of 64 to start her teaching career.
Oh, wow.
And she's never left there. She loves it up there. But she lived through the earthquake.
That was like, had to be a fear of God type of experience.
Yeah. But, Greg, I want to brag on Food Outlet also. You know, they're not convenient. We live way south of town.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday, I took my little coupon and I went by there. And I had my wife's shopping list. And I said, I'm just going to buy everything here so I can do a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her when I was heading home. I said, what do you think that list would have cost us where we normally shop? She says, probably $125. It was $60 before the $10 off.
Yeah. It's amazing. I wish people would realize you are paying retail prices everywhere else. Yeah. That's why I love their formula.
And, you know, we got ice cream. We got ground beef. I mean, I bought everything that was on the list. And like I said, it was $60. So. Anyway,
awesome.
Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope you'll make the trip more frequently. All right, we're going to check traffic right now and then come back with hard news.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have a new accident, 7600 block Mobile Highway. That's right in front of the Exxon station that's there. Please use caution. Also on the Eastern Boulevard, we still have accident vehicles in the right lane. If you're coming up from Atlanta Highway headed to I-85, leftmost lanes are your best bet. They're continuing to try to clear that one. Still very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Incoming traffic on 231 out of Troy and 231 the Wetumpka Highway out of Wetumpka. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Professionals and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Happening now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate March 11th through the 18th at all locations.
Visit graystirecenter.com.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad. Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You on drugs?
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you suffer from March Madness?
I've been researching my bracket nonstop. I've done a strength of schedule analysis, ranked the point guards, and ESPN3 has been out in the background the whole time. Oh, it's giving me palpitations.
Then ask your bracketologist about Baxibol.
Baxibol?
Once yearly Baxibol is the anti-obsession medication that will help you understand these are just college kids and you're only wagering a measly $10.
Wow, Baxibol really works. I care so little about it that I'm just picking the teams that are named after birds.
Patients who've used Baxibol are comforted by realizing the office pool is always won by someone who doesn't know the first thing about sports anyway. So this year, make your pick, Baxibol.
March Madness doesn't make me sick anymore, but I might call out sick so I can watch all the games.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
For the first time in history, especially in American history, our national IQ is going down.
God, that's stupid.
See what he did there? Yeah, this is crazy. They tend to go up from generation to generation. It's called the Flynn effect. In the last 90 years, mm-hmm. they've increased an average of about 3 points per decade. But a study at Northwestern and the University of Oregon found the trend has stalled and is now reversing. And really, is anybody surprised to hear this, given what some of the stuff we see? What's being taught in school? And this is where the biggest changes occurred, kids. And that includes both young kids and kids of high school age.
The pandemic sure didn't help.
It did not. It was a terrible setback, and it's even more outrageous now that we know that there was no need to close the schools. Mm-hmm. That was one of many very damaging decisions made. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. Why is everybody mad at me? Oh, my God. They also want to blame this on climate change.
Everything's climate change. Everything.
So, not a good trend. However, not one I don't think that too many of the people that pay attention will be surprised about. Brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. If you want to see what can be done with concrete, all there is that can be done with concrete, you need to see Penny Earned. Go to their Facebook page. They do art. They have absolutely perfected the art. You see, concrete, to work, whether it's something fundamental like a driveway or a patio or an extra parking space by your house, it's got to be soil tested. Sometimes that needs to be reinforced because what you don't want is cracks showing up later. Same thing if you're doing a patio or polished concrete. It's far more versatile than you realize. And when you spend the money, there's people in our area that claim expertise with concrete that don't have it. Certainly not at the level that Penny Earn does. And the proof is on the page, the Facebook page. Look them up. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on Facebook. It is unbelievable what they can do. Todd Latham will be happy to give you a free estimate if you reach out at 284-9292. That's 284-9292, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
It's the wind today that's going to add a little bite to the air out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So today's high temperature, 62, is well below normal for this time of the year. But that's just the start, really, because tonight we're going to be headed for the 30s. In fact, I think tomorrow morning by dawn, and dawn happens just before 7 o'clock now, that's when the sun rises. I think we'll have a lot of frost on the ground, and Alabama growers need to take whatever precautions they need to as far as, you know, the early budding of plants, and that we've seen a lot of early budding this year. So 35 tomorrow morning, right around dawn, and then the following morning, even colder than that. But look for a daytime high on Tuesday, only up to about 57. That's the normal high in January. And then I think we'll be close to the freeze mark right around dawn on Wednesday morning. I think we'll see a freeze warning. Right now we're in a freeze watch, but I think it will change to a warning with a high on Wednesday up to about 63, low 70s Thursday, dry and mostly sunny both of those days, and then showers and thunderstorms returning on Friday. Friday, the warmest day of the week, high around 77, much cooler again on Saturday. Right now, 48. With that steady breeze at 844.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, coming up, we have a very intriguing group of Morning Maroon nominees, and you'll meet them in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid
body. All right, we are ready for today's Morning Room nominees. And like I said, it's kind of an eccentric collection of nitwits today. Now, I have climbed a mountain. You may find that hard to believe, but I did. Mount Chimney Tops.
You should climb every mountain.
Ford every stream.
That's right.
Thank you, Glenn Ford. Or Rodgers and Hammerstein. Mount Chimney Tops in Tennessee, 6,000 feet, baby. I was up that.
Ooh.
Not only did I climb it, but I carried up with me a small portable television, a lunch. It was quite the date.
Have you done Cheehaw here in Alabama?
Cheehaw?
Cheehaw, our highest.
I thought that was a new TV show with Dr. Sam.
No, it's it's not Mount Heehaw. I'm talking Cheehaw.
That's great, though.
It's Alabama's.
Cheehaw!
It's Alabama's highest point.
You can make that happen. I'm your host, Dr. Sam. Joining us today, Dolly Parton, Gomer Pyle, and George Lindsay. All right. Anyway, we haven't even gotten to the story yet.
Yes.
So, it takes effort and stamina to climb a mountain.
Of course.
But somebody... they're not sure who did this, at a ski resort in Alaska, went up there 3,000 feet for the sole purpose of carving a giant...
Rectum?
No.
Oh.
Worse. Yeah. Actually, worse.
Quack!
In the snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The size of a football field. This is not some... What does that look like to you? This is a 300-foot phallus. One report said it was done a few nights ago in the dark so no one would catch them.
Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
The resort was very unhappy about this, and they will press charges if they can find out who did it, because it was trespassing. They had to send a helicopter up and put people on skis to erase the 300-foot
whang
off the mountain. And whoever they catch... they will make them pay for that cleanup. So we have a crew on this. We're going to follow this story.
Look, Mommy, what's that on the mountain?
Yeah. We go to China.
Okay.
Where a man who robbed a gas station of 156 won, that was about $24 in 2009, mm-hmm. decided to avoid capture... by hiding in a cave for 14 years. I'm sorry.
I'll fix it.
$24. Doesn't want to get caught. So according to reports that he and his brother-in-law had stolen a couple of mobile phones and a miner's lamp. And after spending $8.60 on food and some fireworks, they split the remaining among themselves, each getting about $4.60 each. The man who finally has come forward was, he was in his 30s at the time, now he's in his 50s, decided to come out from his hiding place in his hometown, a small village named Enchi. So he will now, I don't know if they have a statute of limitations, I just think that's crazy. You steal $24 and hide for 14 years, I mean, that's a little over a dollar a year. And then we have an American woman.
No sugar tonight.
37-year-old American woman was busted a couple of weeks ago after trying to bring 20 ounces of weed into Jamaica.
Yaman.
When she was caught, she told a customs officer she wanted to show her Jamaican friends that there is better weed in the United States.
Well, I was going to say, why do you bring weed to Jamaica?
Now, she did have a license to have marijuana. She did carry a license to have marijuana for medicinal purposes, but she did not have a license to bring it to another country.
No, no.
So she has been ordered to pay a fine of $30,000 or do 30 days in jail for importing the drug.
Well, it's...
I take the 30 days personally.
Readily available.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Well, I
the,
think if you...
taking the weed to Jamaica.
Stole, well, no, but $24 worth of gas, but you live in a cave, you hide
years.
Out for 14 years yeah. in a cave, because No.
Seems a little extreme to me.
No. Too bad that woman didn't, with the pot, didn't visit him or something.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's just, I can see hanging out somewhere or hiding for a couple of weeks, but after a while, man, I want my mommy.
It gets old.
Yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
So, see, our national IQ may be dropping, but the dim bulbs are everywhere. We are at 850. There are occasions year-round. Yeah, there's stuff in the calendar like Christmas and Valentine's Day and so forth, but birthdays, anniversaries, sometimes you get, wow, the last minute, I need to get something. Well, just don't go throw money on something. Go to Brian Jewelry and take advantage of three generations of expertise of helping last-minute shoppers not only find something great, but find something that's really well-suited to the person they're shopping for. And they do that so well. They may ask a probative question or two about the individual in mind, and that helps them make choices or offer suggestions. And by the way, in every price range, from under 20 to over 2,000, they've got it all. Their prices are very competitive. And by the way, if you can't find what you're looking for, they can create it. They can tweak something in stock or just build it from scratch, because that's what real professional jewelers do. They can get you done with a layaway program or a 0% interest synchrony account for luxury, for qualified customers. And by the way, you can spend $200 and save $100 at the register if you sign up for their club, because that first item of $200 or higher, they'll take $100 off at the register. Great customer service over seven decades. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Meet Lynn and the team at their very educational website, too. It's brianjewelry.com. This will be our final traffic update.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We're hearing authorities still on the scene at 7600 Mobile Highway in front of the Exxon. We had an accident there with injury a little earlier. They are trying to clear Eastern Boulevard in front of Jack Ingram. If you're in the lane coming up from Atlanta Highway to I-85, left lanes were your best bet. We're hoping they got that one out of the way, but they're in the process of clearing it, if not already out of the way. Everywhere else is still busy all over Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. Your good credit, nobody down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Join us for a slam dunk of winnings at Wind Creek Wetumpka. We're giving away $100,000 in one day during our March Money Mania event. Just visit between Wednesday, March 1st and Saturday, March 18th to get your free entry every day. Then be here for the drawings starting at 2 p.m. on the 18th, when you can score big with cash prizes or in advance to the grand finale at 10 p.m. where you could win up to $20,000 cash exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Hi,
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't forget, this is the weekend where we change the clocks, move 1 hour ahead, the Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Time to change your diaper. Change
it. Turn and face the strain. Change
it. What time is it?
Hey, remember that one time at band camp?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now's the time to do it. If not, now when?
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
Change it. Turn and face the strain.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Check it out, my watch on me. She know what time it is.
Whoa. I don't have time for your jokes.
Time to party.
Time may change me, but I can't twist
time. I don't have time for this crap.
I ain't playing that anymore. And yeah, not after I heard that one voice. That...
Assalamu alaikum.
Whoa! That's a sound you'll hear in the afternoon from time to time. All right. By the way, did you know, not to sound like Jay.
Trademark infringement.
Okay, what do I owe you? How much you want? I can bring you some steak. You want some steak?
Candy over there.
I can't have anything. I can't.
Hey, that's right, you can't have it. That's right.
Tomorrow's mine. This is going to be a rotten.
Wow. Wednesday's mine.
I'm going to live it up. Thursday and Friday. One in five people still like the time change. They like changing clocks back. I mean, you know, it is kind of a tradition. A lot of Americans don't even know whether they're in daylight or standard time. In fact, a poll that was done last week, 56% thought we were already in daylight savings time. That's just the days getting longer.
Yeah, but Leon's getting large.
I think they're really close to passing it. Now, when it will take effect, I don't know.
I don't see that happening any earlier than next year. I really don't, because there's just too many things that are already in place. It would take a lot of work to unravel that. But what matters to politicians, yeah, we're going to do it someday.
I worry about all the devices that know the change. That know to change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they probably have to send like updates out to computers and stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah, that would be an easy fix.
Computers would be an easy fix, but some things, you know, I don't know.
By the way, most Americans prefer to wake up in the dark, but an increasing number of Americans prefer to live in it. 7% of Americans are waking up in the dark most of the year, no matter what. That would include us, of course.
Yep.
68% wake up before 8, and only 13% of people roll out of bed after 9 o'clock.
I can't imagine.
Rick Peters.
It's been years. It's been years.
He's earned that. We're so proud of him. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Yeah, look, the last two people that would ever want you to be in a wreck, to have to go through the inconvenience, the hassle, insurance adjusters and police reports and all, Donnie and Brandon Turner. But their business is there if you are, and they will make sure that you have the best possible outcome at the end of the day. Not just, repaired, repainted, replaced. No, their attention to detail is second to none, and their idea is to return a car to you that will give you that double take. You know, that, wow, the last time you saw the car was in pretty wretched condition. All of a sudden, it looks like it just came off the assembly line. That's the effort they put in. Not just the damaged area, but then a bumper-to-bumper approach to restore the look of the vehicle from end to end. So if your car is damaged, here's what you need to do. Call 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body, and let Donnie and Brandon Turner look with all the other hassles. At least at the end of all of that grief, you can come out of the deal with a car that looks as good as new and maybe better. Our new show is coming up in just a moment. Joey at noon, then I will see you at 3 after Joey.
Broadcast.